From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Troops move into Gambia as former President Yahya Jammeh refuses to give up power. Gambia's president-elect Adama Barrow was sworn in Thursday at the Gambian embassy in Senegal instead of the capital, Banjul. Barrow described it as a day no Gambian will ever forget. Gambia's neighbors in West Africa are trying to help resolve the situation. Troops from the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, massed Wednesday on the Senegal-Gambian border. Gambian Army Chief Ousmane Badji told the French news agency Wednesday his men will not resist other African forces if they cross the border. U.S. airstrikes in Libya killed several dozen Islamic State fighters late Wednesday. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said the attacks took place on two camps about 45 kilometers southwest of Sirte. Carter said the targets included people plotting operations against Europe. Carter said the attack was carried out in conjunction with Libya's Government of National Accord. The United Nations has been invited to attend Syrian peace talks scheduled to begin Monday in Kazakhstan. A UN spokeswoman said on Thursday that Secretary General Antonio Guterres asked Syrian envoy Stefan de Mistura to attend the negotiations. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said the talks will focus on enforcing the ceasefire and allowing the distribution of humanitarian aid across the country. He also told Japanese TV he believed the negotiations would result in local reconciliation agreements with rebels. This is VOA News. A high-rise building in Iran's capital, Tehran, collapsed Thursday after being engulfed in flames. Dozens of people were killed or injured. Tehran's mayor says at least 20 firefighters are missing or dead following the collapse. The fire broke out in the Plasco building. Firefighters battled the blaze for several hours before the structure's collapse. A fire department spokesman would not speculate on the cause of the blaze. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is in Washington preparing to be sworn in Friday as the country's 45th chief executive. Incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says the president-elect is continuing to make edits and changes to his inaugural address. He said Trump will quickly sign a series of executive orders enacting an agenda of real change. Trump could immediately overturn some of the orders issued by outgoing President Barack Obama. Vice President-elect Mike Pence says Trump has mapped out plans for day one, day 100, and day 200 for what policies the new administration hopes to enact. Even as officials prepare for the inauguration, two more of Trump's cabinet selections are facing confirmation hearings before Senate panels. They are Energy Secretary-designate Rick Perry, a former Texas governor, and Steve Mnuchin, who is in line to become Treasury Secretary. South Korea's news agency Yonhap says North Korea has probably built two missiles presumed to be intercontinental ballistic missiles and placed them on mobile launchers for test firing in the near future. The agency quoted military sources for its report. It said the two missiles don't appear to exceed 15 meters in length. Yonhap said the North may have intentionally leaked the news to send a strategic message to the incoming U.S. administration of President-elect Donald Trump. The United States and Cuba signed a treaty on maritime boundaries in the eastern part of the Gulf of Mexico. A State Department statement said the pact covers the only water boundary not under a previous agreement between the two countries. The treaty will have to be approved by the U.S. Senate before it can take effect. Cuba also signed a similar treaty with Mexico to sort out claims in the same part of the Gulf of Mexico. The three countries had to discuss the boundaries since the middle of last year. As many as 30 people are missing after a mountain resort in central Italy was buried under several kilometers of snow and debris late Wednesday. At least two bodies were pulled from the rubble. The avalanche that struck the Hotel Rigopiano in the town of Farindole was triggered by a series of strong earthquakes that rattled the Abruzzo region earlier in the day. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.